Good evening. It is good to be here. And no, it's not my daughter, it's my wife. Amen. Yeah. She's going to sing a song, she's going to sing it a cappella, and I will try to interpret. Hopefully, the Holy Ghost will interpret for me. Amen. To you. And this song, it's about the 10 lepers that the Lord healed, and only one came back to thank the Lord. So go ahead and sing.
Solo vine aquí.
I only came here.
A darte gracias.
To express my gratitude.
Yo no quiero hablar.
I don't even
de
want
lo
to talk
que antes era yo.
Of what I used to be.
Solo vine aquí.
I only came here.
A decirte te amo.
To tell you that I love you, Lord.
Por todo lo que has hecho en mí.
For everything you've done for me.
Desde que te conocí.
Since you came to me.
Señor,
Lord,
yo quiero.
I want to thank you.
Agradecerte.
Thank you, Lord.
Por lo que
for everything you've done in my life.
Me salvaste,
you saved my soul.
Me sanaste,
you healed my wounds.
De todo aquello en que yo
you changed
viví.
My life.
Mi Dios,
Lord,
yo quiero
I want to thank you.
Agradecerte,
thank you, Lord.
Por lo que
for everything you've done in my life.
Los demás,
I don't know about
no
the other nine lepers.
Están,
I don't know where they are.
Pero recuerda
but
que
thank
estoy
you, Lord,
aquí.
That I'm still here.
Los demás,
I don't know about
no
the other nine.
Dónde están,
I don't know where they are.
Mas ten en cuenta
but thank you, Lord,
que estoy aquí.
That I'm still here.
Desde que te vi,
since you came to me,
aunque de lejos,
even though I was far off,
toda mi alma unció,
deep in my soul,
su bendición,
I was blessed with thy presence.
Los demás que aquí
even the other nine lepers
se acercaron
when you came
recibieron sí
they were healed too
su bendición mi Dios
but I don't know where they are now. But
Señor,
Lord, I'm here to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done in my life.
Me
you saved my soul.
Me
you healed my wounds.
De todo aquello
you changed my
en
life.
Viví.
Mi Lord,
Dios, yo
I want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done in my life. I don't know about the other nine lepers. I don't know where they are. But thank you, Lord, that I'm still here.
Los demás,
I don't know about the other nine. I don't know where they are.
Mas ten en
but thank
cuenta
you, Lord,
que estoy
that I'm still here.
Aquí. God bless you.
Hey.
Well, amen. Where are the nine? But thank God for the one. Amen. We have asked Brother Gomez to show us some of the pictures. It won't be long, maybe a video about 7 or 8 minutes, and maybe a few extra pictures, and we'll give a little information about them, whatever he wants to share with us. He's done a tremendous job there across the border, and I've been and I've preached in his church there. People love the Lord. I'll tell you what, I can't speak in Spanish, and I understand very little of it, but I wish I did, because they seem to really enjoy the Lord. And I mean, really, really a blessing to be down there with them. But we'll talk about it a little bit. Some of the pictures you might see tonight will just maybe be some pictures of some people you've never seen, and maybe print and press. How many of you know about Chick Tracks? Would you raise your hand? The cartoon tracks. No telling how many souls have been saved because of those tracks. And Jack Chick, well, you'll see his picture. He's older now, but you'll see his picture. And Brother Gomez is good friends with Brother Jack Chick. And when Brother Jack Chick heard about what we discovered on the Spanish translation of the Bible, how the wrong one was being spread. Now you say, what's wrong with it? Well, it put Hades in instead of hell. That's a pretty big item right there. And many others. And many of you have read some of the book back there, The Elephant in the Living Room. We paid a price for that stand. Brother Gomez has paid a price, but God is certainly blessed. And when the word reached Chick Publications, they called me in the office and asked me some things about it. And I remember so well, they said, Pastor Carter, are you sure? Because this is going to cost us thousands of dollars to have to change the printing presses and get this thing fixed. I said, I am sure. And we sent them information, of course, and they did change the presses. They went back at their own great expense to make the correction. That's character, folks, and that's the way it ought to be. And we ought to stand for truth. And again, no telling how many souls have been saved. Brother Gomez may can add a few things concerning them. Brother Gomez, you want to get up here and say something and then have him bring the screen down and bring the pictures, or you want to just
say something?
Yeah, I want you to kind of talk about the pictures, because we got some folks that stayed home from church tonight, and I'd hate for them to miss it all. Amen.
Well, first of all, I want to, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank this church for your faithful support, your prayers, your friendship. Pastor, thank you. And Brother Scott and Barbara, thank you. You've been a great helper. Tremendous. Thank you for being my friend for so long, over 30 years now, and now working together with Help Ministries. Tremendous. Thank you. Let me just, before I see these pictures, they were put together just at the last moment, so I hope they'll be a blessing. But let me say this, first of all, for those of you that do not know me, my name is Humberto Gomez. You can tell I'm a Mexican, I'm from Mexico. And I grew up in a Catholic family. My father died when I was 8, and he left behind 7 orphans. And my mom, you know, there's no welfare in Mexico, so my mom had to raise 7 children by herself. It was very difficult. Then we began to work in the streets, and in the streets we got involved into a life of sin, misery, and pain, and our life went down the drain. I will suffice it to say, there was 5 brothers, 2 sisters, and there was a time that out of the 5 brothers, 4 of us were in prison at the same time. And so my mom suffered a lot. We inflicted so much pain in my mom. But I was 19, and I was already looking for a way out of this life. And one blessed day, a missionary came with a Bible in his hand, the old Antigua Bible, and he led me to Christ. The Lord changed my life and pulled me out of the garbage can. And then a few months later, he called me to preach. And here I am, 43 years later, God's been good, God's been good. Let me say about the ministry. I've been preaching 43 years now, and I will say this. The last 3 years have been the most fruitful years of our life. We have seen more people saved in the last 3 years than the prior 40 years. New churches being established left and right. Not only we work with the Mexicans, but we work in the mountains with the Aztec Indians, but now God opened the door to all the Spanish-speaking countries, and we go to all of them and help missionaries to establish churches, to train them, and distribute Bibles, and God's been real good to us. Let me say this about the Bible, and then I'm gonna let you see this presentation. But by the grace of God, we already reached the 1 million complete Bibles. Our Bible has been printed in 8 different countries at this moment. Right now, it's been printed at this moment in China, the bilingual, with all the revisions and with everything done bilingual, and we should have it in our hands in the next month or so. Also, we printed the large print Bible, and then Victor Baptist Press is printing, I don't know, 25,000 Bibles at this moment. And then we have other people. We got a group of Jewish men that got saved. They're trying to install a printing press in Mexico because they have a vision of printing 1 million Bibles a year. And that's their vision. That it's been very difficult. There's so many walls they have run into, but they will not give up. And so I want to thank you for your support, your prayers. And Dr. Mickey Carter, thank you for paying a tremendous price. I say this, I pay a price, but it's not compared to the ones that pay the price with their lives, with the blood, to give us a pure Bible. And so I have no complaints. I'm not fighting against anybody but the devil. Amen. The brethren are not my enemies. The enemy is the devil, and that's the one that I want to keep fighting. And so God's been real good. I don't get offended. I don't fight against any. I'm a brother because the issue is not Humberto Gomez. The issue is the book. The issue is the Bible. And that's simple as that. And God has honored that. Let me say just briefly this. You will see some of these pictures. We had a meeting in Juarez, Mexico. Juarez is the most suffering city. Juarez, I saw in a magazine, in one of the big magazines in the States, I don't know what's the name of the magazine, but they say Juarez, where Satan dwelleth. So much trafficking, killing, prostitution, children, abuse, abandon, and on and on. And Chick Publications and I, we talk over the phone, and we say, let's do something about Juarez. And you know, Chick provided 750,000 Chick trucks to be distributed. And then Victor Baptist Press provided over 25,000 Bibles, complete Bibles, and we had an open air meeting, and we had several hundred people that got saved. So there's some of these pictures that you will see. And let me say this about Chick. You see, I did not call Chick, they called me. When they called me and they say that they were interested in using our Bible for their gospel tracts, and I talked to the manager, David Daniels, and I say to him, I say, David, do you know what you're getting into? you know, this might cost you. You know, you have customers all over the Spanish-speaking world. And this is what he told me, and I will never forget it. He said, Humberto, we operate on principle, not on convenience. I'd rather lose everything than lose my Lord. I want God on my side. And that's what we want in Chick Publications. We want God on our side. So I just spent just recently a few days over there in California, went to see the presses, and we fellowship with Brother Chick and ate together, prayed together, preached together, cried together, and rejoice of all the things that God is doing. So again, thank you for your support. Just keep praying for us. Mexico is not getting any better. It's getting worse, more than the newspapers will tell you. But God's still in control, and we're still there preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I guess we're ready to see these pictures.
Come on down. I want to get down. Now look, I want to get down.
Amen. Well, you can tell this is my family, my wife, and two of my daughters. That's Bibles. This is the first edition, 2004. And this is in Juarez. We had an open-air meeting and distributed 25,000 Bibles. You should have seen the pastors fighting for their Bibles. And they wanted more, and they wanted more. We gave each person that came to the meeting a Bible, and then the rest of the Bibles we gave them to the pastors to be distributed in their churches. Many of these people, this is the first time they ever held a Bible in their hand. Hallelujah. That's a local pastor there. Just taking Bibles to their churches. All these are pastors. They had to sign in. And we gave them boxes and boxes of Bibles. And they're still begging for more Bibles. That's Anchor Baptist Missions in North Carolina. They help us deliver Bibles to Mexico. This is the open-air meeting there. In spite of all the violence, people came. Like I said, we had around 3,000, probably 3,500 people came to the meeting. And several hundred came forward to receive the Lord as their personal Savior. There's more Bibles coming. I call this the receive text. You understand what I'm saying? I'm signing, receiving the text. I call it the receive text. That's my son-in-law helping unload Bibles. He's also one of my preachers. That's Brother Jacobo and another man there from his church. We take the Bibles. This is in Peru. Taking Bibles everywhere, all South America, Central America. That's Brother Jack Chick right there. That man, when we spent time together, he cried and he thanked the Lord that he was able to remain alive so that he can get to know me. He said, you're the first translator that I ever met in my life. He was thrilled to that. That's David Daniels, Brother Ron. They're administrators over there in Chick Publications. Precious friends. This is the gospel tracts they produce. And I cry as I was there because, you see, I learned how to lead people to the Lord with these gospel tracts. Who would ever thought that eventually I will do a revision or translation that they will use from the gospel tracts? Incredible. I think we're ready to see just a clip. Enjoy this. Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you. Not only tracts, but they also print the whole Bible there. As millions of people influence with our Bible. Again, thank you, church. Thank you, Dr. Carter, for being a pioneer in this work. This is a precious friend of mine in Peru. I go every year, preach for him, and he's going to do a presentation of the need for Bibles in South America. It's brief. Just look at it.
We are Don and Carla Rich, missionaries in Peru, South America. We work in the Northern Andes Mountains in the Department of Cajamarca. Here's our completed church building, which will also soon house a Bible Institute and a Christian school. God has truly blessed our ministry over the past 10 years. In 2010, Victory Baptist Press chose us to be the distributors of the Spanish Bible in South America. In 2011, Carla and I were able to visit the ministry of Victory Baptist Press. What a blessing it was to witness their operation. We were able to see the rolls of paper that would be used to print the Bibles to be sent to us in Peru. Enormous printing machinery is used to turn the blank paper into printed portions of the Word of God. Once printed, these portions, called signatures, are collated. Then a vinyl cover is placed over them. The finished product is the Holy Word of God, ready to be placed in the hands of many with no Bible. In March of 2012, the shipment of Bibles arrived in Peru by boat, then was brought to us by truck. Because of the massive weight, the entire load of over 1,700 cases had to be unloaded by hand before the container could be taken off the truck. The container was then lowered into place and then leveled up before reloading all of the cases back into it. At the end of the day, we were all tired but excited when the last case of Bibles were placed back into the container. News of the availability of the Bibles for churches spread quickly. Our doorbell began to ring as local pastors came to receive this blessing for their congregations. We also began delivering Bibles to many national pastors and missionaries in the mountains around us. We enjoyed seeing all of the smiling faces who appreciated this wonderful gift to their ministries. The national pastor who works with us was glad to receive cases of Bibles for our own church, Iglesia Bautista Calvario. Once the local deliveries were made, we started branching out. We sent out cases of Bibles by bus lines. We began loading up our mobile ministry van with thousands of Bibles to deliver to the coast and into the mountains. And when we could, to save time and fuel, we set up central meeting areas where we could provide Bibles for multiple pastors in their churches, like here where we supplied enough for over 20 ministries. The need was so great and so many pastors were requesting them in this area that it took two trips to deliver all the Bibles needed. More trips were necessary to deliver cases of Bibles to small groups of pastors from the capital city of Lima in the central coastal region to the northernmost area of Tumbes on the border of Ecuador.
My.
Other means were necessary at times to deliver the Bibles. Once we had to hire a four-wheel drive truck to deliver around 1,000 Bibles to a jungle area where the roads were so muddy and rutted that our van would not make it. We also loaded up over 2,000 Bibles and drove them across the mountain range to a jungle river port to be loaded on a barge. Once loaded into the hold below, they were shipped to the jungle capital of Peru, where they were distributed to pastors in 25 different ministries in many river villages.
Wow.
One great part of this trip was that I was able to lead the captain of the barge to our Lord. He and the shipping agent, who was already a Christian, listened intently as I shared the word with them. On another trip to the jungle, I was asked to share our Bible ministry with 14 pastors who had met together for a training session. As it was an unexpected invitation, I was only able to give each pastor one Bible. They are anxious to receive more for their churches. While in the area, we took advantage of a small boat that took us upriver. From there, we took the less beaten path to reach some small river villages with the gospel. We encountered this lady in one pueblo, and we answered many questions for her. Then she bowed her head and received Christ as her Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
We were able to lead the small boat captain to the Lord on this trip and present him with his first Bible also. The Bible distribution is an international ministry. Our first trip into Ecuador was just across the border. We delivered several cases to a national pastor in need of Bibles for his church. This past November, we were able to make a delivery to the country of Chile. We traveled for over 2 days across the most arid desert in the world. And when we arrived in the capital city of Santiago, we were met by our host Mike and Marta Mullins. Their church will be a distribution point for over 1,800 Bibles and New Testaments to pastors and missionaries in that country.
Bless the Lord.
Our second trip back to Ecuador took us much further into the country. Our first stop was in Cuenca, Ecuador's third largest city. Everyone was excited as cases of Bibles were presented during the Sunday services at Iglesia Bautista de Fe, Faith Baptist Church. Here are three of the local pastors who benefited from this delivery. Our next stop was in the capital city of Quito in the northern part of the country.
My.
It is a city of around 2 million people. In one meeting, we shared Bibles for at least 6 different works. Not all could be present to receive them the day we arrived. Just northeast of Quito, we delivered Bibles to one pastor who will act as another distribution point. His church is in Guayabamba, and it will get the Bibles out to at least 5 other different churches. Most of the time, we don't get to meet those in the congregations who receive the Bible, so some of the pastors have sent us some pictures that bless our hearts.
Wow.
These are a few of the families and individuals from the coastal desert region who have received the Bibles. Here are some great photos from churches in the jungle river villages. In most of the villages in this area, the pastor is the only person who has a Bible. We were told that grown men were crying as they received the first Bible that they had ever held. But now each member of the family has their own Bible to study. Now everyone can follow along with the pastor as he preaches. Young minds and hearts can now read God's Word, such as this young lady who is holding her first Bible. We have been blessed to personally deliver Bibles into at least 11 of the 24 departments of Peru. We've also been able to get Bibles into 6 different countries in South America. Through conferences, the Lord has allowed me to present the Bible ministry and speak on the purity of the Word of God.
My.
Fellow missionary Shane Rice has taught on the history of the Spanish Bible in these conferences. In a recent conference in Lima, we spoke to several hundred pastors and missionaries. It was a great time of fellowship and getting to know many whom we've never met. After the conference, pastors lined up to receive cases of Bibles for their churches. When all the Bibles were gone, I found myself cornered by many more needing this blessing for their congregations. I took down the information of each and promised them that I would contact them when we had more Bibles. Within 18 months of receiving the shipment of Bibles, all of them have been delivered or promised. I'm contacted weekly by pastors and missionaries asking for Bibles in areas that we have not yet reached. At last count, we have requests for several thousand more Bibles. An empty container is a blessing that shows that many now have the Word of God in their hands. But it is also a reminder of those who still do not have a Bible to read. I'd like to share a video that was sent to us by our contact in one area of the jungle where we understand they need thousands of more Bibles for churches there. I'll translate for you. We are a group of Christian brothers here in Utupis. In large part, the pastors are the only ones who have Bibles. We are very grateful that you have made it possible that the Bible could arrive in this place. We are very happy and send greetings to you all. There are many churches in this zone that do not have Bibles. It is our prayer that God would make it possible that Bibles would arrive for those churches also. God bless you. We need your help. We, along with Victory Baptist Press, are starting a campaign to get more Bibles into South America. They are now raising the funds to send us 25,000 more Bibles for distribution. The estimated cost to print and ship this amount of Bibles is around $2.25 each, with the total cost estimated around $56,000. If you would like to help us get these Bibles into the hands and hearts of those that need them, please send your tax-deductible donation to Victory Baptist Press at the address shown here. Carla and I would like to thank you in advance for your help. May God bless each of you who have a heart to see God's kingdom advance through the distribution of his word.
Amen. I would like to say this in closing. Right now, we have, I don't know how many Bibles are being printed, and these Bibles will have leather cover, large print. We will have a vinyl cover also, and we will make sure that every single of these pastors and their wives will have a free Bible. And preacher, thank you again, and Brother Scotty, thank you, because a lot of the money that comes from Bibles come from these two places, Help Ministries and Landmark. So preacher, I don't think I have to preach. All I can say is that God is good. Amen. Just